I'm Patrick Joyce, WCSC Sports, and that's the way the ball bounces.
Thank you very much, Patrick. 7:55 now. 5 minutes till 8 o'clock. Very chilly. Dress very warmly. Give your time enough. Give your car enough time to warm up. But don't sit in it while it's warming up, please.
The first time I saw you, oh, you look so fine.
WCSC, Charleston's information station.
I'm Charlie Davis. Coming up on CSC News, federally mandated budget cuts will be a double whammy on Charleston County Public Schools, according to the school board chairman. An Anglican church official arrives in Charleston on an 8-day mission. And does Frank Epps have Governor Riley's support as the man to succeed him? Details and Charlie Hall's complete forecast after ABC brings you news from around the nation and around the world. It's 8 o'clock.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. I'm Chet Douglas with the latest from ABC News. There have been mechanical problems, computer foul-ups, and, of course, several days of delays because of clouds or wind, but never before has there been a space shuttle freeze-up. ABC's Vic Ratner's at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida now, where it's come close to doing that. Vic, what have they had to do to move ahead toward a launch with this weather the way it is?
As you said, Chet, NASA has never launched a shuttle in sub-freezing temperatures before, and it hasn't been easy. Launch crews worked all night to fuel the shuttle, and with wind chill temperatures about minus 15 degrees on the service tower, they had to let water run through the pipes in order to keep it from freezing. So the water dripped on equipment and ice formed on railings and walkways and all kinds of gear. Even with the sun up now, it's still only 25 degrees or so. But the crew is on the way out to the launch pad for the second time in as many days, Chet.
And they're getting ready for a launch now scheduled when, Vic?
In about 2.5 hours, and NASA has till several hours after that in order to get this launch off the windows long enough so that if the weather does turn bad and the winds kick up, they can wait a while.
Okay, Victor, thanks very much, and we'll all hold our breath. And I'll have more for you after this.
Oh, beautiful.
Do you know that the National Guard and Reserve is a full one-third of America's defense? But some people are leaving because they're afraid they may lose a job promotion. Others are leaving the Guard and Reserve because they believe that it's costing them a raise. Without the Guard and Reserve, our country would be a lot weaker. Please give the Guard and Reserve the time and support they need. Protect their future while they protect yours.
From sea to shining.
Brought to you as a public service by your Committee for Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve and the Ad Council.
Like the NASA technicians, Florida growers have been fighting all night, fighting for their crops, in danger of being destroyed by another wave of freezing temperatures. Grower George Beeley says weather over the past few seasons has been devastating, too.
This tree had, 4 years ago, about 10 boxes, let's say, or 20 bushels on it. This year, I'll harvest maybe one box.
Temperatures dived into the single digits in Georgia and Alabama and snow-closed schools in those states as well as the Carolinas and others. Well, as many as a dozen members of the New England Patriots football team have been named as having drug problems, about half of them serious problems with cocaine. Patriots coach Raymond Barry says four of the players were Super Bowl starters.
It was an issue that needs to be dealt with. The players took the initiative and decided to deal with it. We put it off until the season was over. We didn't want to get our eye off the bullseye. And once the season was over, then it was a proper time then to come public with it.
The story in today's Boston Globe says Barry has convinced the players to become the first NFL club to accept voluntary drug testing beginning next summer. H. Ross Perot is a Texas billionaire who wants to help. Perot says he'd be willing to search for some 2,000 Americans still missing in Vietnam. Through an organization called the National Vietnam Veterans Coalition, Perot said if he had the support of Congress and the president, he would drop everything and start looking. But it could not be a military effort. Well, it's probably lucky not many people knew George Fallows of Wilmington, Delaware. Fallows is a technician who's on strike against a suburban cable television company. He's been charged with cutting cables during the Super Bowl. Thousands of viewers missed the second half of the game because of him. I'm Chet Douglas, ABC News.
And I'm Charlie Davis, 1390 WCSC News. It's 8:04. Good morning. This news is brought to you by Southern Bank. School board members meeting in Washington, including the chairman of the Charleston County School Board, are being briefed on the effects that Graham Rudman Holling's budget cuts and tax reform will have on schools. They say it's a double whammy, as Debbie Feinstein reports.
Local school districts will lose twice this year. Graham Rudman will cut into federal funding while tax reform and education vouchers threaten to erode the local tax base. The chairman of the Charleston County School Board of Trustees, Coleman Glaze, says there are two choices. Ask voters for more money or give the students less.
We are going to be getting into our budget process, and it's going to be a very real thing. The things I'm going to take back to my local board are that we're looking at about a 4.3% decrease in funds this year. And next year, we're looking at a 20% decrease in funds. So we've got to figure that into our budget process. So either we're going to fund it and keep the level of service where it is, or we're not going to fund it and cut back on the level of service.
Glaze and other school board members are taking pleas for leniency to Capitol Hill, but there's little sympathy around with virtually every bit of federal funding on the chopping block. Debbie Feinstein, WCSC News, Capitol Hill.
There have been some sporadic power outages in Mount Pleasant this morning. Barbara Powell with SCE&G says some customers along Mathis Ferry Road have been without power because of a problem at a substation there. She says crews have the problem nearly corrected now and should have all the customers back online shortly. You probably found out just how much your car battery was worth when you went out to start the thing this morning. If you're in the traffic, here's a report for you from Janet Conklin.
Well, believe it or not, I think we might have gotten rid of all of our traffic trouble earlier. We have problems now, but not as bad as they were at 7 o'clock. There's a stalled school bus out at Highway 61 and Pierpont. Mount Pleasant was really trouble spot a little while ago because of those troubles on the old Cooper. Right now, Mount Pleasant is looking good. Things are even looking pretty good on the Wapoo Bridge right now, according to the operator. Up there. Janet Conklin, WCSC Traffic Watch.
Fatherly support. That story's next.
Southern Bank presents the Midnight Money Minuet, number 724. No cash. However, you have the Southern Bank 724 service. It works 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, anywhere displaying the relay sign. Southern Bank 724 service, a great way to do your banking in half time, in three quarter time, or in no time.
CSC News Time is 8:07. Governor Dick Riley has not said who he's supporting in this year's Democratic gubernatorial primary, but Riley's father yesterday stood by and declared his support for retired Circuit Judge Frank Epps. The retired judge and legislator pledged to freeze taxes unless, quote, public health or safety are threatened.
Today, rather than fly around the state to introduce myself, as some of my opponents must do, I am instead bringing the common sense agenda of South Carolina's voters to the state capitol.
Now, Epps is pledging to form a task force to propose changes in what he calls the out-of-order budget process. He's also pledging to focus more on recruiting American industry and less on foreign industry. The Reverend of St. Aldate's Anglican Church in Oxford, England, is in Charleston this week on an 8-day mission to the Episcopal Diocese of South Carolina. Reverend Michael Green feels the church should take a lead in ending such problems as apartheid system of government in South Africa.
One of the things the church is meant to be is the embodiment, however frail and fallible and sin-ridden, and we're a grotty lot, I certainly am, but it is meant to embody on this earth at least a picture, however fuzzy at the edges, of what God's kingdom would be like.
Green will be speaking at the Cathedral of St. Luke and St. Paul today through the 31st of January at 7:30. The lectures are free and open to the public. President Reagan gives his State of the Union address tonight, and you can hear that live on 1390 CSC starting at 9 o'clock. CSC News Time is 8:09. Charlie Hall's forecast is brought to you by Berlin's on the corner of King and Broad.
Where can you get quality designer fashions by Polo, Alexander, Julian, or Morona? Berlin's, of course. Hello, this is Henry Berlin inviting you to discover our designer shop. Berlin's carries classic designer fashions with sizes and styles to fit most every man. And for those hard-to-fit big and tall men, Berlin's has the clothes for you. From designer fashions to big and tall men, Berlin's has you covered in good-looking, tasteful apparel. Come in and see for yourself. Berlin's, corner King and Broad, with free parking at the front door.
Well, the sun is up, but it really doesn't make much difference unless you're in a greenhouse. Here's Charlie Hall with your complete forecast.
Well, after the bitterly cold temperatures last night, you may want to go out and try to start that car a little bit early this morning before you go to work to prevent being late. You may be surprised if your battery is not in good shape. It may not do the job. Well, today things look better than yesterday. Bright sunshine throughout the day. Winds not as strong from the northwest still, though, pumping down cold temperatures. And we do not expect the afternoon high to exceed the freezing mark. 32 is the predicted maximum for today. So there'll be very little thawing of any icing conditions for tonight. Clear skies and frigid cold temperatures remain with us again tonight. 20 for North Charleston, the predicted low. 24 for the city and coast tonight. Still below freezing, so freezing precautions should be continued. Tomorrow, we start off with morning sunshine, afternoon clouds, and finally, tomorrow, we thaw out. Afternoon temperature climbs to 52. From the CSC Weather Center, Charlie Hall, have a good day.
The tide is high at 9:24 this morning. Right now, skies are clear. It's 13 in North Charleston, 14 downtown, a wind chill index of 8 below zero. I'm Charlie Davis, WCSC News.
Bob Nash!
The longest record, singing the longest time, 8:14, 14 minutes past 8 o'clock. Well, I don't think I need to tell you that it's cold, but maybe if you're not outdoors, I have to tell you that it's cold out there. If you're indoors, but you're here at CSC Radio, I don't have to tell you it's cold indoors and outdoors. I don't know, there's a draft here someplace. Somebody left the door open. Anyways, it's 12 degrees in North Charleston, 14 degrees downtown, but you got a wind chill index of minus 10 below. Folks, that's cold. Be aware your car could be doing some strange things. Leave some extra time to get to work this morning. And here's Janet Conklin to tell you what could possibly be in your way on your way.
Well, traffic was actually looking a lot worse at 7 o'clock than it is now at 8:15. There is a stalled school bus still messing things up out on Highway 61 at Pierpont. There's a wrecker on the way, but obviously a wrecker big enough to haul a school bus is not something you come across just every old hour. Mount Pleasant was tied up because of those problems on the old Cooper that happened before I even got here at 7 o'clock. Now things over there are looking a little bit better. I see our secretary from Mount Pleasant just walked in, so things must be okay if she can get over the bridge. Janet Conklin, WCSC Traffic Watch.
If she can get anywhere the way she crawls, it's all right. Listen here. If you're a Hill Street Blues fan, are you a Hill Street Blues fan? I don't know of too many people that aren't.
I'm not too fond of Hill Street Blues myself, but I know that a lot of people are.
Oh, is that right?
My dad's funny. He says I watch that show every week, and I try to like it. I don't see what anybody sees in it.
Oh, I think it's, I just like those sort of things.
Confused.
Anyways, then if you're not a Hill Street Blues fan, then you'll really enjoy this news. But
canceling
anyways,
it?
February 13th, 10 o'clock, Captain Frank Farillo will be shot on Hill Street Blues. No, I'm not going to tell you how it ends up. You just have to watch it. It's on a competitive
Who
network.
Who shot Captain Frank?
Yeah, that's what it is. Who shot Ferrillo is the name of the thing?
No.
With remembrance of things past. So keep that in mind. February 13th, Frank Ferrillo gets his.
I'm going to tell you a story about a friend of mine. A corn farmer named Jared who tended his corn by listening to it. You heard it correctly. He could actually hear the sounds that corn pests make. One year, he was out, and he heard rootworms. No problem, he said. I'll treat my corn with Furadan insecticide this year. It always gives me good rootworm control. Then he heard a new sound. Uh-oh, he said, corn borers. Now I'll have to apply two insecticides. Nope, I told him. Furadan will stop rootworms and reduce first-generation corn borers. So Jared treated his crops and lost no corn. And the silence, oh, it was music to his ears. And as I walked away, I whispered under my breath, smart fella. And he said,
thanks!
Furadan from FMC is a restricted-use pesticide. Follow label directions.
WCSC Charleston.
This morning, 21 minutes past 8 o'clock, good news night, as 1390 CSC News will provide live coverage of President Reagan's State of the Union address, and that's going to be tonight. Be listening beginning at 9 o'clock here on CSC Radio. Well, coastal weather is not all that good news. Fair and very cold. The high's only going to scrape up to about 32 with wind chills from 0 and below 0 to about 10 above. Clear and not quite as frigid for tonight. Lows from 20 inland to 24 on the coast. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer. High's going to scoot up to about 52. It's going to feel like summer. Charleston upper tide will be a high tide of 924. Right now, 12 degrees in North Charleston. 14 degrees downtown here at CSC with the wind chill index of minus 10 below. My lips are freezing again this morning. 8:22 now as we check out sports, and here's Patrick.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, everybody. New England Patriots coach Raymond Berry has told the Boston Globe at least five of his players have serious drug problems. He said he suspects that there may be 5 to 7 more team members who also have a drug-related problem. The names of the players not released in this morning's article. Eddie Nierstedt pumped in a career-high 26 points last night as the College of Charleston posted its fifth straight victory. It was 69-62 over Limestone. The win enabled the Cougars to remain tied for the District 6 lead with USC Spartanburg. Eddie Nierstedt said, heck yes, he's pleased with his performance.
I feel great. I feel great. Everything I threw up went in. I've been putting some extra time in, and I've been playing a little one-on-one with a couple of the older guys that used to play here, and I guess it paid off. I was just shooting my shots, and they were going in.
And Cougars coach John Kress took time out to praise Nierstedt.
He, along with his backcourt partner, Steven Johnson, were just outstanding in defense and scoring and all the little things that make victories like this possible.
Baptist College was a winner. Ben Hinson got 30 as the Bucks beat Central Florida 76-67. The Citadel dropped a 74-70 decision at East Tennessee. The college basketball poll is out this morning. No surprise, UNC remains the unanimous choice at number one. Duke falls from second to fifth this week. Memphis State, undefeated like Carolina, is in the number two spot. Georgia Tech is ranked third. And Green Bay Packers running back Paul Hornung heads the 1985 class of five former pro football greats into the Hall of Fame this year. Joining Hornung are Minnesota and New York Giants quarterback Fran Tarkenton, Houston and Washington defensive back Kenny Houston, former Kansas City linebacker Willie Lanier, and Detroit runner and receiver, the great Doak Walker. I'm Patrick Joyce, WCSC Sports, and that's the way the ball bounces.
Thank you, Patrick. It's 8:24, 24 minutes past 8 o'clock. Booby Nash and the morning crew here on CSC Radio.
WCSC, Charleston's information station.
It's 8:27. Good morning. I'm Charlie Davis, 1390 WCSC News. Paul Harvey's news and comment is coming up in less than 3 minutes. South Carolina stands to get about $18 million from the Exxon Corporation. The money is our state's share of the more than $2 billion settlement the U.S. Supreme Court has ordered the oil company to pay for inflating oil prices back in the late 1970s. The states have to spend the money on energy conservation, things like weatherizing hospitals and schools and helping the poor pay their home utility bills. A quick check of the traffic now from Janet Conklin.
We do have a couple of problems to pass along to you this time around. There's a stalled pickup truck on the Old Coop River Bridge. It's only blocking one lane, but one lane too many on that bridge. At Remount and Attaway in North Charleston, a police officer is reporting that the traffic lights out there are not doing that well. They're stuck on red for Remount and green for Attaway, so if you're going around that area, be careful of this. Janet Conklin, WCSC Traffic Watch.
The state Senate has a number of major issues to choose from for debate this week. Among the choices, the Landlord-Tenant Act to regulate the renting of apartments, condos, and houses. Another measure would reform state laws on the condemnation of land. Also pending, a bill to allow trucks to pull two trailers on major state highways. Twin trailers are already allowed on the interstate system. The two accused Domino's Pizza killers, Mitchell Sims and Ruby Padgett, have been positively identified as the two sought in connection with last December's murders of two pizza workers in Hanahan. Sims and Padgett are still being held in California on a murder charge there, but the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office says the positive ID clears the way for an extradition hearing in a little more than a week. CSC News Time is 8:29.
Who
coupons necessary. Just come on in. It's the Command Performance 40% off perm sale now through February 15th. That's 40% off the precision cut and designer perm that adds body, bounce, and manageability to your hair. And it's only at Command Performance. So hurry in and do it up right for less with 40% perm savings now through February 15th. Also visit Command a Tan. Our Wolf System state-of-the-art tanning beds give you a beautiful tan year-round.
Command Performance, by the way you want to look.
Stop in either Command Performance, North Charleston Center on Rivers Avenue, or Somerville at Dorchester and Trolley Roads, next to Piggly Wiggly.
Paul Harvey, News and Comment, brought to you by the Electric Information Council. Now, Paul Harvey News.
Good morning, Americans. Sorry, there is another potential killer freeze threatening Florida citrus and Georgia onions. It has been colder in Miami than in Montana. It is colder in Miami this morning than in Maine. Political triumph for Britain's Maggie Thatcher. Before Parliament, she explained her role in the Westland affair. To the total satisfaction of her ruling party, conservatives accepted her assurances unanimously. President Reagan will ask our Congress to expand Medicare this much to cover all costs of catastrophic illness among the elderly. He might mention it tonight. His State of the Union message to Congress will be brief, 20 minutes instead of the usual 45, just long enough to redefine what he sees as the role of government into the next century. No president has ever been this popular after 5 years in office. Not Eisenhower, not FDR. 65% approve. In the spotlight, Coach Raymond Berry of the Super Bowl Patriots says at least five of his players have serious drug problems. And he says perhaps twice that many. So the Patriots will become the first NFL club to undergo voluntary drug testing. Five new names in football's Hall of Fame. Fran Tarkenton, Paul Hornung, Kenny Houston, Willie Lanier, Doak Walker, Page Two. The Electric Information Council explains that electricity is manufactured, but this is a unique type manufacturing. It can't be produced at times of low demand and stockpiled until you need it. It has to be produced at the precise moment that you need it. Therefore, the capability to produce electricity has to be ready to go whenever you decide that you want it. And what becomes even more complicated is the fact that electric utilities have to decide today how much electricity you may want in 1996 and in the year 2001. Because that's how long it takes for them to get ready to manufacture it for you. A reliable source of electricity is vital to the health of our nation, our people, our economy, our industry, and as the president will remind you tonight, the year 2001 is only 15 years from right now. L. Ron Hubbard of Tilden, Nebraska, was a so-so writer of science fiction until 1949 when he wrote a book called Dianetics, the Modern Science of Mental Health. That book started a religion called Scientology, which now spans six continents. L. Ron Hubbard has died of a brain hemorrhage at 74. There are not enough single men to go around. Psychology Today says one in every five women has no potential mate. More than twice as many single women as single men in their 40s. Former President and Mrs. Richard Nixon have been vacationing on Cat Key in the Bahamas. He caught the flu. He's hospitalized in Miami. Doctors insist it is not serious. American Music Awards reflected your votes. Last night, Willie Nelson got four, and Bruce Springsteen got three. Oh, another way to measure the temperature, the typical bill for home heating was up $19 last month to $151. That's $151 for 1 month. But in China Grove, North Carolina, Gary Meyer's wood stove burns corn. And he says it's cleaner, safer, and cheaper. He says a farmer can heat his house all winter with $90 worth of corn. Oh, that Air India jumbo jet which crashed into the Atlantic last year, killing 329. Canada's investigation is concluded. A bomb exploded in the forward cargo compartment. A bomb in a suitcase sent aboard by a man with a Muslim Sikh name. However, he did not board the plane. 65 million years ago, of all the dinosaurs, only one could fly, the pterodactyl. It had a 36-foot wingspan, but no tail for stability and control. So the Smithsonian has constructed a mechanical replica of the pterodactyl, a $500,000 scale model, with flapping wings and all. And guess what? It will fly. They've had it airborne several times. And one thing more for our collection of country music song titles. Bill Cook of Newtown, North Dakota submits this. She was only a moonshiner's daughter, but I loved her still. Paul Harvey. Good day.
Evans Optics believes your vision is a prized possession. With the proper attention, it'll service you faithfully for a lifetime. Get the professional eye care at Evans Optics, where Dr. Boyd's personal attention combined with his technical know-how will keep your eyes in tip-top shape. Dr. Boyd at Evans Optics can be trusted for the best care possible. Whether it's for a simple examination or for contacts or eyeglasses, after 8 years in practice, you can trust Dr. Boyd with your eyesight. Evans Optics, 1455 Remount Center, North Charleston.
CSC Coastal Weather at 836. Charlie Hall says it'll be fair and very cold today. The high briefly, maybe 32 degrees sometime this afternoon, but wind chill factors will be from 0 to 10 above today. Clear and not quite as frigid tonight. Lows down to about 20 degrees inland, 24 degrees on the coast and in the city. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a bit warmer tomorrow, a high hitting 52. In the harbor, winds from the northwest at 20 to 30 knots today and tonight, average seas 2 to 3 feet. Charleston Harbor tide will be high at 9:24 this morning. Right now, skies are clear. Temperatures holding steady all morning. Still 13 in North Charleston, 14 downtown. A wind chill index of 8 below. I'm Charlie Davis, WCSC News.
8:36 now. 24 minutes till 9. Booby Nash and the Morning Crew, along with Billy Ocean here. Tough, get a maid. My wife has that up on the refrigerator. I like that. 8:40, 20 minutes till 9 o'clock. Good morning to you, Booby Nash here. Freezing. There's only two studios in here. I thought the whole station was cold, but there's only two studios. Mine and the other one that I walk into. That is not warm at all. It is very cold in here. Well, it's 12 degrees outside of North Charleston, 14 downtown. Got a wind chill index of minus 10 below. That's what it feels like outside, so dress accordingly. Want to remind you tonight that the president is going to give us good news. He's going to give the State of the Union address, and as far as I know, we're in pretty good shape here. He'll only talk about 20 minutes. Be listening beginning at 9 here on CSC.
Give us 30 minutes, and we'll give you the world. Hi, I'm Harv Jacobs. The CSC News at Noon helps you catch up on the morning's developments. We start off with ABC News, then state and local news from the CSC News Center, sports, Charlie Hall's forecast, and Paul Harvey's news and comment. The CSC News at Noon, Monday through Saturday.
WCSC Charleston.
They got lots of pretty women. Steal your money, then they break.
break your heart. Lost in Sue, she's in love with old Sam. Taken from the fire into the frying pan. On and on, she just keeps on trying. And she smiles when she feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jimmy sits alone in the moonlight. He saw his woman kiss another man. So he takes a ladder, steals the stars from the sky. Puts on Sinatra and starts to cry. On and on, he just keeps on trying. And he smiles when he feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on. On and on, on and on, on and on.
On 844, 16 minutes till 9 o'clock. Well, I don't believe this. Maybe the name Brian Drummy sounds familiar to you. He's 30th. He's having a birthday today, but he's not saying what 30 he is. He works at KFMB in San Diego. He's assistant news director, and he loves oldies. He's an oldies junkie. So when he anchors the news, can you imagine listening to the news and having a guy come on and say, because he always opens the news the same way. Well, Bebabalua, she's my baby. That's the way he opens up the news. I wouldn't kid you. That's Brian Drummy. We'll check out birthdays in just a moment. But first, here's Janet Conklin.
Well, traffic is still not doing all that well. We just find out now that the traffic lights at Highway 17 in Markfield have been flashing yellow all morning. That's a pretty busy intersection right there by International House of Pancakes and Tom Parcell out on Highway 17. We've just now gotten a report of a stalled car on the overpass just beyond the new Cooper River Bridge that's in Mount Pleasant, leads onto the bypass. So if you're going that way, be on the lookout. Be prepared. Janet Conklin, WCSC Traffic Watch.
Guess who's 57 years old today?
You.
No, come on. It's Mr. Ackerbilk. Huh?
Why do you do this to me?
You don't know who Mr. Ackerbilk is. I can tell by your face. Great bluesy instrumental hit, spring of 1962. It was called Stranger on the Shore. I had forgotten all about him, but he turned 57
You know
today.
I was born in 1965.
Oh, were you? I didn't know that. Alan Alda. He's 50. You probably don't
who?
Remember him.
No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
Anyways, he's the sensitive thinking male on the TV's MASH, which may go on forever in reruns. Then there is, a happy birthday to her, Barbie Benton, 36 years old. Of course, everybody knows Barbie. She's one-time Hugh Hefner flame, who recently did a record-breaking fourth Playboy picture layout.
Mm.
She did that due to a record-breaking string of failures as an actress. Oops, I'm sorry.
Great game, Billy.
Thanks, Mark. Same to you, man.
Hey, who are you going out with tonight?
Betty Chandler.
Betty Chandler? How'd you swing that?
Just living right, I guess.
Betty Chandler. Blue eyes, blonde hair. I can't believe I got a date with her. Hold it. Is it tonight I'm going out with Betty? Or tomorrow night? That's right. It's Janet tonight. Or is it Ann?
If you need help keeping your date straight, McDonald's and WCSC-TV have just what you need. We call it the Munch Out Date Book. It comes with a 1986 calendar plus a monthly coupon for a free regular order of fries when you buy any large McDonald's sandwich. That's over $5 worth of fries plus the calendar for only 89 cents, which is a small price to pay to keep your date straight.
There's one sure way to find out. She's meeting me outside. Well, here goes.
Hi, Billy.
Oh, brother.
The McDonald's and WCSC-TV Munch Out Date Book. Offer good while supplies last at participating McDonald's.
WCSC Charleston.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. I'm crying.
Let's hang on to
what we got. Don't let it go, girl, we got a lot. Got a lot of love between us. Hang on, hang on, hang on
to what we got. You say you're gonna go and call it quits. It's gonna chuck it all and break our love to bits.
Break it up.
See, 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Heading into work? Well, bless your hearts. I hope you got your heater going full blast out there. Complete CSE coastal weather coming up next, so stand by.
Overnight scenes, dinner and wine, Saturday girls. I was never in love, never had the time in my hustle and hurry world.
Laughing myself to sleep, waking up lonely. Someone to hold me, oh.
It's such a crazy old town. It can drag you down till you run out of dreams. So you party all night to the music and lights, but you don't know what happiness means.
I was dancing in the dark with strangers, no love around me. When suddenly you found me.
Golly, wizards, you're every little woman in the world to me. That's because I live in a fantasy. It's 8:53, 7 minutes till 9 o'clock. Good morning to you. CSE Coastal Weather. Charlie Hall is calling for fair and very cold today. The high is only going to get about 32 with wind chills from 0 to 10 above. Actually, we even have minus 10 below, and that's coming up in the forecast. Clear and not quite as frigid tonight. Lows from 20 inland to 24 on the coast. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer. A high of 52. Charleston Harbor Tide will be a high tide coming up next hour at 9:24. It's 12 degrees in North Charleston, 14 downtown here at CSC with a wind chill index of 10 below. Well, one more time, let's check out sports. Let's check out Patrick Joyce.
Thank you, sir. Good morning again, everybody. New England Patriots coach Raymond Berry tells a Boston newspaper that at least five of the Patriots have a serious drug problem. According to the Boston Globe today, Berry says another five to seven players are reportedly involved in drug abuse. The article did not yet name the Patriots involved. While the College of Charleston was beating Limestone last night, Baptist was winning at Central Florida, and the Citadel losing a reunion with Les Robinson at East Tennessee, South Carolina's Gamecocks were taking the night off and won't play again until Saturday. The Gamecocks are 1-3 in the Metro Conference, 10-7 overall. Last night on Sportsline, I asked Coach Bill Foster if he feels optimistic about the last 10 games on the schedule.
I think so. I think we can be in about every game, and then it's up to us. And, you know, I look at it as opportunities for us. We just talked about that today at practice, that we got a bunch of great opportunities coming up, and it's us. It's up to us to take advantage of it now.
And speaking of Coach Bill Foster, we've got a major announcement coming up this afternoon at 4:20 on sports that you'll be interested in concerning Bill Foster and some things he's going to be doing. Rune Arledge's 18-year tenure as head of an ABC TV sports has ended. The network announced yesterday Arledge will concentrate on ABC News entirely. He will, however, still produce ABC's coverage of the 1988 Olympics. I'm Patrick Joyce, WCSC Sports, and that's the way the ball bounces.
Thank you very much, Patrick. It's 8:55, 5 till 9. I know a lot of you are going to be at work at 9, so I want to remind you not to forget this Saturday, the Junior League of Charleston once again is sponsoring the annual Whale of a Sail at South Carolina State Ports Authority Cruise Terminal. Thousands of Saturday morning garage sale and bargain hunters are going to be there for the 8 o'clock opening. I'll be there to broadcast it. You be there, too. That's Saturday morning. Don't miss it. If you're a garage sale enthusiast, you want to be here to get quality goods at unheard-of prices. 8:56, 4 minutes till 9 o'clock, ABC News coming up, and then we'll take a coffee break together.
Anything just to get you over my mind. But when the morning comes, I'm right back where I started again. And trying to forget you is just a waste of time.
WCSC, Charleston's information station.
I'm Charlie Davis. Coming up on CSC News, millions of dollars for energy conservation for our state. The U.S. Supreme Court is ordering Exxon Corporation to pay it. Arthur Hess, the fugitive former police chief of Columbia, is alive and under arrest. And 5,000 motorists find out about the state's child restraint law the hard way with a ticket. Plus, the forecast after ABC brings you the world at 9 o'clock.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. I'm Chet Douglas with the latest from ABC News. It's an all-too-familiar story for Florida growers, freezing temperatures that will wreck a lot of their crops. ABC's meteorologist Dave Murray says it's not going to end abruptly, either.
The growers' main concern is this morning with temperatures in the citrus and the vegetable area in the 20s primarily, and that's going to cause some problems. They've been out all night trying to protect their crops. But temperatures as far as this afternoon will only rise into the upper 40s, low 50s, which is very cold for this time of year. Cold again tonight, but above the freezing point. And then tomorrow, up into the 60s.
They'll be going through their groves today, trying to see just how much damage was caused by last night's freeze, the third one in 3 years. Last year and the year before, freezing weather ruined about a quarter of the Florida orange crop and cost growers billions of dollars. The shuttle is shivering, too, after this.
The Armour Food Company wants to salute all of you who are concerned with the quality of your life. For every extra mile you run, for every extra push-up, for every extra stretch, Armour salutes you. Because we also go the extra mile to bring you the highest quality, delicious-tasting meats. Quality you can depend on, because at Armour, we care about the same things you do. National Meat Week, January 26th to February 1st. Meat, a food for fitness.
It's terrific.
It's Wagyu pizza quick sauce with some mozzarella cheese on a toasted English muffin.
The sauce is really what does it, and I'm Italian, and I know pizza.
Would you make this at home?
I certainly would. My kids love pizza.
Feel about for yourself?
Oh, sure. Mom's got to eat, too.
Wagyu pizza quick sauce. Big pizza taste on little English muffins.
It's super stuffed.
And to top off any pizza, try new Wagyu pizza quick pizzeria toppings. Three delicious blends of pizzeria seasonings you just shake on. Look for them in the spice section.
This is the way NASA launch pad workers greeted each other this morning in Florida while they got the Space Shuttle Challenger ready for liftoff.
Good morning.
Up on the launch tower, it was in the 10 below zero range with a wind chill as the Florida deep freeze made more work for NASA crews trying to get the Challenger into the air this morning. It's now scheduled for launch about an hour and a half from now. Drug use in the sports world is nothing new, really, but more surprising, perhaps, when it comes among well-known players or teams. Today's Boston Globe says about a dozen of the New England Patriots have admitted using drugs, mostly cocaine, and ABC's John McKenzie has more from Boston.
The players said the problem didn't affect anyone's performance this year, but they didn't want the situation to get any worse. So they met and they voted to undergo the voluntary drug test beginning next summer. They thus become the first professional football team to agree to the drug testing, and in so doing, they're breaking with their union, the NFL Players Association, which has refused so far to these team-wide tests.
Patriots coach Raymond Barry says four of the drug users were Super Bowl starters. Mary Lund, the first woman to be given an artificial heart, is said to be in good spirits and ready for the transplant of a human heart. Doctors in Minneapolis have put out a call across the country for a donor. Richard Nixon is said to be doing well in a Miami Beach hospital. The former president was admitted yesterday afternoon suffering from dehydration and the flu. Doctors say he's not seriously ill, should be released in 2 or 3 days. About half of the 283 Democratic members of the House will be discussing party issues this weekend. They'll travel to a posh West Virginia resort to do it, and they'll take the families along. Well, under the weight of trying to explain the Graham Rudman budget balancing bill to a group in Washington, House Democratic leader Jim Wright lost his balance and fell. The 63-year-old congressman broke his left arm just above the wrist. I'm Chet Douglas, ABC News.
And I'm Charlie Davis, 1390 WCSC News. It's 9:04. Good morning. The U.S. Supreme Court has ordered Exxon Corporation to pay a fine of more than $2 billion for overpricing oil during the late 1970s. Gubernatorial office staffer John Rumford is excited about that because the states will split the money and use it for energy conservation. South Carolina's share, about $18 million.
It made known to the persons that would be making some judgments with regard to the disbursement of the funds within in the state of South Carolina, that we believe these funds, some of them, should be used for weatherization of low-income houses.
Now, Rumford has a backlog of 50,000 homes that need weatherization. He can do no more than $2,500 a year based on current allocations. South Carolina is still shivering in the midst of a cold snap this morning. Department of Health and Environmental Control spokesman Warren Hardy suggests that if someone has no heat, they should visit a family member or a friend who does. And if that's not possible, he says, just bundle up.
Warm clothing, if they have power, for example, electric blankets, or if not having that, extra blankets, thermal underwear, extra clothing to protect them.
Hardy also warns against using charcoal or any other outdoor stove in a house because it could create dangerous fumes. Record low temperatures were recorded overnight in the upstate. The thermometer went down to 6 degrees in Spartanburg, 2 degrees in Greenville. Columbia tied a record in 1940 with a low temperature this morning of 9 degrees. Two South Carolina couples vacationing at Disney World in Florida are credited with spotting Arthur Hess, the former Columbia police chief, and his companion, Mary McEachern. Hess disappeared last June after he was about to go to jail on corruption charges. Hess's bloodstained car was found right after he disappeared, leading some to believe that he might have been murdered. The Highway Patrol says most South Carolinians are obeying the state's child restraint law, but even so, officers handed out more than 5,000 tickets to violators over the past 6 months, and that's an increase from previous months. Tonight is the State of the Union Address. President Reagan addresses a joint session of Congress, and you can hear that live on 1390 CSC starting at 9 o'clock tonight. CSC News Time is 9:06. Charlie Hall's forecast is just ahead.
Mr. Don's Shoes liquidation sale continues. Mr. Don must sell 2,000 pairs of ladies' shoes immediately. Many shoes are marked down to the unheard-of price of $5. That's right, $5. And there's even a group of children's shoes for the same low price, $5. But you must hurry to take advantage of these savings. Time is running out. There are plenty of narrow, medium, and wide widths left, but they won't last long at these prices. Mr. Don's liquidation sale won't continue much longer. Mr. Don's Shoes, South Windermere.
Charlie Hall says you can bask in the sunshine today, but it won't make you feel much warmer. He's got your complete forecast.
Some fine comfort in numbers. Record-breaking low temperatures over a large part of the southeast, including going all the way down into the Florida Peninsula last night. Things look much better today. Bright sunshine all day long. No more of that crazy snow stuff. But ice will remain with us. Temperatures today will not climb above the freezing mark. 32 is the expected high. And a northwest wind will continue to make you feel even colder than you really are. Northwest, not as strong as yesterday, but still northwest 15 to 20. Make it a very nippy day. Tonight, clear skies and temperatures again zoom down well below freezing. 20 for North Charleston. That is 18 degrees below our normal low for this time of year. 24 is the expected low for the city and coastal areas tonight. So still, freezing precaution should be continued. By tomorrow afternoon, we finally see a thawing condition coming to the Lowcountry area. Tomorrow morning, sunshine. By afternoon, some clouds increase. And 52 for tomorrow afternoon's high. But today, another chilly one with bright sunshine, windy, and a chilly 32 for a high. From the CSC Weather Center, Charlie Hall, have a good day.
High tide comes in just a little while at 9:24. Right now, it's mostly sunny. We're up to 15 degrees in North Charleston, 17 degrees downtown. Wind chill index still 8 below. I'm Charlie Davis, WCSC News.
Thank you, Charlie. It's 9:08. Nothing like a hot cup of coffee or how about some cocoa this morning as we listen to some great music this hour. Stay with us. Booby Nash in the Morning Crew.
This is Bob Casey, and I'd like to invite you to join me for the ride home every afternoon, Monday through Friday, here on CSC. You'll hear news from ABC and Harv Jacobs in the CSC News Center. Charlie Hall has weather and Patrick Joy sports. We'll also check the latest up-to-the-minute traffic conditions, the day's closing stock report, and Paul Harvey tells us the rest of the story. So on the way home, tune us in, and we'll keep you up to date every afternoon, Monday through Friday.
WCSC, Charleston.
Hometown. I like that. It's done by Bruce Springsteen. As you sip on a cup of mud. Boy, I wish I could try it. My lips are about frozen in here. 1390 CSE with more Carolina Gamecock basketball coming your way this weekend. Be listening Saturday as the Gamecocks play Florida State. It will start with the Bill Foster pregame show at 11:30 Saturday morning here on CSE. Brought to you by R.H. Bentley's, TelPage, Credit Bureau of Greater Charleston, and Somerville National Bank. CSE Coastal Weather, Charlie Hall says fair and very cold today. Yeah, I caught on to that, Charlie. High's going to be around 32 if it ever creeps up that way. With wind chills from 0 to 10 above. Clear, not quite as frigid tonight. Lows from 20 inland to 24 on the coast. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer. High's going to zoom up to 52. Charleston Harbor Tide will be a high tide in just a few minutes, about 4 minutes from now at 9:24. Right now, it's 14 degrees in North Charleston. It's up to 17 degrees downtown here at CSE.
Bravo, buddy. Thanks for the ride in.
Ho, ho! Got a cellular car phone, huh?
Yeah, from United Telespectrum.
Pretty expensive toy there, buddy.
Well, actually, United Telespectrum gave me a very good deal, and it's not a toy, Howard. It really helps me get more done in my...
Sure, Bobo. Like calling ahead for pizza.
No, like closing deals, keeping in touch with clients.
Gimmick, Bobo. Organized guys don't need gimmicks.
Excuse me, my gimmick's ringing? Yes, sir. I understand. Well, I'll be there right away.
Who is that, Bobo? The wife wanting something from the store?
No, Smathers Dairy. I took an order.
Smathers Dairy? That was my account.
Find out how you can get a United Telespectrum car phone for as little as $29 a month. Call toll-free 1-800-358-5858. Call now.
Come on, Howard. No use crying.
Don't say it.
Overspilled milk.
Thanks, pal.
Get a cellular phone for as little as $29 a month by calling 1-800-358-5858 or see United Telespectrum products in Charleston at Parker Pontiac Porsche Audi, Custom Car Stereo, or American Phone Center.
Mike Joy here talking about the off-season with Richard Petty. Richard, how do you keep busy between Riverside and Daytona?
Well, Mike, in racing, we really don't have an off-season. Right now, we're working hard putting together a new team with Cousin Dale and the rest of the crew.
I guess that must have a share of headaches, too.
Well, there's always problems to be worked out. So we keep plenty of Goody's headache powders around the shop.
You know, Goody's contain the most effective combination of pain relievers you can buy without a prescription. Just read the label.
Well, Goody's sure works for me, Mike. At home and at the track.
Clothing brands come and go, but clothes chosen with taste and distinction are found only at Berlin's. Hello, this is Henry Berlin. Clothes make the man only if they are right for the man. That's why Berlin's carefully fits you, whether you select from stock or our custom shop. And for the big or tall man, Berlin's has one of the most complete departments anywhere. You'll love our designer shop for classic fashion looks. So when you dress in style and comfort, dress from Berlin's, located on the corner of King and Broad with free parking at the front door.
WCSC 1390.
CSE, cold and chilly out there this morning. No relief in sight. Well, tomorrow, yeah, we're going to have a thawing out period tomorrow, but no relief in sight for today. It's 9:30. Let's check out the world and our local news with Charlie Davis and a CSE News Minute.
Well, thank you, Bob, and good morning. Charleston didn't actually break a temperature record last night, but the National Weather Service says the morning low at the airport of 12 degrees tied the one set in 1940. Most of Florida is more like the icebox state today. The cold threatens to cause trouble for this morning's launch of the Space Shuttle Challenger, and farmers in Florida have been out in their citrus groves trying to protect oranges and grapefruit from the sub-freezing temperatures. Former Circuit Judge Frank Epps is the latest Democrat to make it official that he's seeking the governor's job. Epps says if he's elected, he'll oppose any increase in state taxes. And police are looking for two suspects who crashed their car into an apartment in Bayside Manor last night, injuring the young woman inside. The two were trying to get away from the state.